So after 6 long years, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping finally met face to face. And guess where? Not in Beijing, not in Washington, but inside a secure building at Busan Airport in South Korea. No gold palaces, no red carpets, no fancy military bands. Just barbed wires, police, and the world's media waiting outside. But inside that quiet room, something big was happening. Ever since Trump started putting heavy tariffs, basically taxes, on Chinese goods, relations between the two biggest economies have been tense. China hit back with its own tariffs, especially on American soybeans, something that really hurt US farmers, one of Trump's biggest supporter groups. So this meeting was more than just diplomacy. It was Trump trying to score a win both globally and politically back home. Winning politically back home is very important for Trump and his party. When the two finally sat down, the conversation lasted about an hour and 20 minutes. And according to Trump, it was amazing. In fact, he called it a 12 out of 10. That was typical Trump confidence, right? So here's what actually came out of this meeting. China agreed to pause its strict export controls on rare earths. Those are critical minerals used in everything from smartphones to fighter jets. I have multiple videos on it, explained in detail, watch them. So basically China had used its dominance over these materials as a bargaining chip, and now China is easing off, moving back, at least for a year. Trump called this movement a big win. Now wait a second, in return the US decided to ease some tariffs, cutting a few taxes from 20% to 10%, especially on goods connected to fentanyl production. We are talking about chemical ingredients that are used to make the drug fentanyl. This is a powerful synthetic opioid that has caused a major drug crisis in the United States. Now, you may have a question, if fentanyl is a huge problem in the United States, it's a deadly opioid and tens of thousands of Americans die every year from overdoses, and then many of the raw chemicals come from factories in China, often shipped legally as industrial chemicals and then misused by drug networks. So naturally, the United States should put high tariffs and restrictions on those chemicals, right? Partly as punishment for China's weak control over exports and partly to pressure Beijing to act. Then why Trump lowered the taxes on these chemicals from 20% to 10%? By cutting tariffs from 20% to 10% on those goods, Trump wanted to show flexibility, hoping China would respond by tightening control on fentanyl exports and cooperating more, basically goodwill. It's like saying we are lowering the pressure a bit, now you do your part. Trump's main focus in this meeting was winning relief for US farmers and businesses hit by China's counter tariffs. To get that, he had to offer China something in return. So yes, on paper it looks odd, reducing taxes for something that harms the American citizens, but the real motive of easing up on chemicals is political, not moral. It was more of a symbolic move to show progress in talks and get China back to the negotiating table on multiple issues, including fentanyl. Trump was playing the trade game, where every concession buys leverage somewhere else. Then came another key point, agriculture. Trump proudly told reporters that China would start buying massive amounts of soybeans and farm products again, around 12 million tons this season, followed by at least 25 million tons each year for the next 3 years. For American farmers, that's huge. Both sides also agreed to pause some blacklisting measures and suspend port fees for ships docking in each other's countries. So it's like both are stepping back from a full-blown trade war, at least for now. Trump even hinted at possible talks between China and the United States tech giant Nvidia, the same company at the heart of the AI chip battle. And surprisingly, Xi Jinping invited Trump to visit China in April. Trump in return said Xi Jinping might visit to US later. But here's the thing. While Trump was celebrating on Air Force One, China was more calm and more measured. Xi Jinping called it a good start and said both sides would now work on results that bring stability to their economies. No big emotional words, no flashy celebration, just quiet confidence. Now personally, I feel China actually played its cards smartly this time. By using its control over rare earths and diversifying its trade partners, Beijing managed to force Washington to lower some tariffs. So if you think about it, China got the better end of the deal. But still, we have to understand that this is not a full peace treaty. Many tariffs still remain. US importers are still paying around 40% on goods from China. The fentanyl issue is not fully solved, and there is no clear resolution on TikTok either. So what we have right now is an uneasy truce, a pause button on a long complicated trade war between two giants, both testing how far they can push the other without breaking the table completely. But symbolically, this meeting inside that simple airport building in Busan marks something bigger, maybe the beginning of some easing after years of tension between Washington and Beijing. And as Trump always says, we have a deal for now. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.